USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors have filed a more serious charge against the Minneapolis police officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, even as he repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." The three other officers present were also charged in Floyd's death.
We got all four!
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the charges against the other officers and the upgraded murder charge for Derek Chauvin.
George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him.
In Minneapolis, Floyd's son Quincy says that his family's request is a simple one.
I'm here with my family. We demand justice. My father shouldn't have been killed like this. We want justice.
The Floyd family and demonstrators united in a call to fight police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Florida is moving into Phase 2 and also hoping to be in the running to hold the GOP convention. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
As states continue to slowly and safely reopen under CDC guidelines, Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis says Florida's ready for Phase 2. That will happen Friday, excluding Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Now, as far as hosting the Republican National Convention, DeSantis is welcoming the idea.
North Carolina approached it as saying, okay, it's a default no, and then maybe we'll see. And my view would be it should be a default yes, and then as we get closer, you can make determinations about how you do it.
In a statement, Snapchat said it will no longer promote President Trump's account. They said they made the decision after a tweet he made threatening demonstrators protesting the police-involved killing of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Country music fans are mourning the death of a legendary guitarist. USA's Jesse Edwards has that story.
Jimmy Capps, the lead guitar in the house band at the Grand Ole Opry and a member of the Musicians Hall of Fame, died from health complications. He was 81 years old. If you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize some of the songs he played on. Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, George Jones's He Stopped Loving Her Today, and George Strait's Amarillo by Morning. Jimmy Capps joined the Grand Ole Opry staff band in 1967 and during the following five decades performed on more Opry shows than anyone else in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic has done on the job market. USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP Private Payrolls Jobs Report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.